Now, you may have heard in recent months about the launch of the Kerry Ambassador Programme by the Kerry Convention Bureau. Now, this brings together 37 founding ambassadors who are all highly regarded community and industry leaders, some of them living here in Kerry, others elsewhere in Ireland, and more of them abroad. Well, the aim of the programme is for the founding ambassadors to use their influence to drive economic growth in Kerry through business events and investment opportunities that they can attract here to County Kerry and raise Kerry's profile as a global business hub. Well, the Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series has been born out of that to bring you a flavour of some of the 37 founding ambassadors. And it's been brought to you by Kerry Convention Bureau in conjunction with Radio Kerry. Now, this evening on the show, I'm going to bring you a snippet of the first podcast, but the full podcast is available to listen to online if you check out any of the Kerry Convention Bureau social media channels, whether that's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. You'll be able to find a link there to the podcast. And indeed, it's on the @InBusiness or Kate Twitter account as well. So the first guest in the Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series was Deirdre de Valleish of the Dingle Hub. She's an experienced social enterprise and community leader with a comprehensive knowledge of strategic and operational development. And she drives multiple projects which address the community's transition to a low carbon society. Well, as I mentioned, the full podcast is available to listen to online. But in this section I'm going to bring you now, I've asked Deirdre de Valleish, given her involvement in the Kerry Sustainable Tourism Group, as well as from a business and ambassador programme perspective, about the significance of Kerry being ranked number 13 on the Global Destination Sustainability Index Top 30 last November for the second year in a row.
The Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series, introducing you to the community and industry leaders aiming to make Kerry a premier business events destination and a place to do business.
It is so important that we maintain and improve on this ranking. The awareness has been raised now, so there is going to be stiff competition out there. It is great that we have achieved this ranking so far. We're starting from a wonderful base, but I think we have a job to do over the next number of years to keep pace with the developments that are going to come globally. And that's why it's so exciting to have a programme like this, that we can communicate this, we can raise the profile of all of the good work that is happening in Kerry, but to continue to drive it and get all of the sectors working together here, because essentially there is a symbiosis to sustainability of one sector, you know, depending on another and vice versa. And when it works like that, that's when you get sustainability.
And what type of business event opportunities could come from Kerry's high ranking in the sustainability index?
The possibilities are endless, really. A lot of my job is attending events, you know, discussing sustainability. It is the EU twin track strategy and sustainability and the digital transformation. It's not going away anytime soon. The most important thing is knowledge sharing and networking and bringing together and case studies. So there is no shortage of events out there that we can tap into that could, of course, be delivered in Kerry. What better place to have a conference like that, you know, at the heart of where sustainability can stem from, the local, the rural, the agriculture and the visitor experience. We can tie all that together, and there's an endless number of events and conferences that you could draw in that. I attended an event last week in Germany, which was part of Green Week in Germany, which is a huge week, and it was a rural development conference over there. And we would have very similar here in Ireland too, and it makes an awful lot of sense that events like that should be out in rural areas. And yes, it might circulate around the country, but Kerry should most certainly be, you know, a host to an event like that at some time. And it's not just going to be one event per annum. There will be multiples of them.
And as someone who regularly attends business events, are there any you attend that you feel could have the potential to be held here in Kerry?
I think quite a lot. You know, I attend on sustainability awards is another one. You know, many, many organisations have sustainability awards. I think events like that are very suitable for Killarney. They do need to be central. They do need to have ease of access. We have all of that. So those large national events, we're so well set up for that. There is no reason why they couldn't be held in Kerry. I see a lovely potential for the Dingle Peninsula in niche areas. We've worked a lot with engaged researchers over the past number of years. You would often have symposium for them. There would be a lot of team building exercises. You know, there may be smaller conferences, but they would be wonderful events to hold. I'm looking at Dingle, but I'm sure there are other areas around the county that could look at that. For us, focusing maybe on the research type events can have a lot of knock-on effect, as we have a number of, you know, maybe startups starting to emerge in the area of energy services and looking at sustainable merchandising. When you can couple those businesses with what's emerging in the area so they can see future trends, that is a real sweet spot for us. There's a lot of potential in that, I think.
Absolutely. And from that business tourism point of view, Kerry clearly has many advantages, you know, top meeting spaces, hotels, the landscape and activities which you mentioned. But the county does have much, much more, which you briefly touched on there, including a growing STEM sector, for example. Mm-hmm. And while conferences obviously have huge benefits for the hotel or area that they're held in at the time, is there a way that we can further build on this, like you just mentioned there, that we can try and build and showcase particular sectors and perhaps attract future investment into the county? Mm-hmm.
What I love about the perhaps research piece is that looking at future trends. I think that is very important to feed into our business sector here, to give, you know, relevant businesses for whatever topic that we might run a conference on, to give them an insight into it, for them to be involved in the conference, for them to see future trends. I think that is absolutely important. That's what's happened in the different projects that we have run, because they are, I suppose, pathfinding and they're forward looking. Once you can see the direction of travel, that's so important for a business. So again, a multitude of opportunities in that space to do that, but very, very important to link our local businesses with conference where the topics are relevant.
And what kind of role do you see yourself playing within the Kerry Ambassador Programme?
I think, as I said, I do attend a lot of these. I can certainly identify events that would be suitable for Kerry. I would be relationship building constantly with multitude of stakeholders. So I think I can certainly play the role to invite these events to Kerry, to suggest that they be held here. We are involved in EU projects. You know, there would be opportunities for us to host events ourselves, to host them here, to invite partners to attend, to visit Kerry for the events, and to draw down maybe the budgets associated with that. So I'd like to think I can play my part to bring in those events.
And could you see sustainability being our trump card then for Kerry, that, you know, with the county becoming a global sustainable business hub?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we have to work at it. You know, as I keep saying, there will be stiff competition. Everyone is going to want to do this. But we have an advantage at the moment in what's already there, the structure that is already there, the way people are working together. You have the Kerry Sustainable Tourism Federation and you have the Kerry Convention Bureau here. So we have a number of very strong groups working here together already, and we need to keep building on that. So as long as we keep pace and keep ahead of the trends, then we can really make the most of this. But I suppose the big message is there's no resting on our laurels here for this.
Yeah, because I suppose sustainability on a general level is becoming more important for everyone. It's not just particular groups.
Absolutely. You know, the awareness is out there. I think when people visit a destination now, it's going to become, you know, increasingly more prevalent that they will look at, well, what's the impact I am having on visiting a particular destination. I love to think that, you know, we could have, you know, a catchphrase or a slogan that says, you know, you look after your carbon footprint getting here, we'll look after it while you're here, you know, so that they really feel that they are can still take a holiday, take a break, enjoy it, and enjoy it maybe with knowing that they're not having a heavy impact on the environment when they do so. I think that's going to become increasingly important into the future. And it mightn't be everyone at the moment, but that's certainly the trend and the way things are going.
And do you think that business tourism that the Kerry Ambassador Programme can attract can lengthen the tourist season and keep people working in hospitality in Kerry employed all year round?
Completely. I see it happening in Dingle. I mean, if we were to explore, you can see it in the conferences that are already taking place. But if you were to explore additional ones on top of that, they all want to look at the shoulder season. So you're booking perhaps in November or in April or May for those. And that's exactly where they're ideally placed. You wouldn't be running these, I suppose, in July and August. So that it goes without saying that to, you know, attract these type of events and this type of business tourism is in the shoulder season, and that just extends it and it makes a more stable base for everyone in employment in the sector, I think. And we see it already happening in Dingle with the different events. I suppose it is through the festivals and then you have maybe a conference and it all stretches the season out. So I can see it happening.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia, finally, before we finish up, you know, you say that much work has to be done to keep up our ranking on that global sustainability index, but that Kerry can become a global sustainable business hub. And you think research events are that key? That's something that we could really target.
I think it's one of the things, certainly. It's an area that we have focused in the past number of years on the Dingle Peninsula. So I can see the opportunities in there. I'm sure it's not the only one there. You know, but it really is. It helps to identify future trends and helps position us where we need to be. It's enthusing for businesses to see, you know, where things are going when they understand, you know, the different research. It's important maybe to build relationships with different researchers so we can progress ideas with them. For us, you know, it's important that we build collaborations and we might go for funding proposals with different researchers, but it all helps to feed into the whole innovation cycle.
The Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series, introducing you to the community and industry leaders aiming to make Kerry a premier business events destination and a place to do business.
Deirdre de Valish, their general manager of the Dingle Hub, and that is part of the first podcast in the Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series. And the full podcast is available online if you head along to the Kerry Convention Bureau LinkedIn, Twitter or Facebook pages. You'll see a link there to the full podcast series. Or indeed, if you head along to @InBusiness or K on Twitter or Radio Kerry's LinkedIn page, you'll find the link to the full podcast there. And as I mentioned beforehand, there will be more podcasts in this Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series over the coming months, introducing you to more of the founding ambassadors of the Kerry Ambassador Programme, which was created by the Kerry Convention Bureau.